Hazrat Abbas, the resplendent moon. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Heartiest congratulations to you on a very blessed day. Today is the birthday of a very special person. He was none other than the valiant standard bearer of the immortal Epic of Karbala. We have prepared for you an exclusive program on this heroic personality at whose shrine millions flock, and salute him with the words Ya Babul Murad, which means O Gateway of Boons. He was none other than Abul Fazl Abbas, peace upon him, the valiant son of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, and the brother of Imam Hussein, peace upon him. Please stay with us. Do not suppose those who were slain in the way of Allah to be dead. Rather, they are living and provided for near their Lord. What you heard was Ayah 169 of Surah Ali Imran of the Noble Quran, which could be called self-explanatory. Indeed, the words of God Almighty are crystal clear and without the least doubt the ultimate truth, as is proven by the spiritual atmosphere at the shrines of the martyrs, in whose sanctified precincts the Qur'an is constantly recited and the supplications of the pilgrims in the divine court are answered. Today, the 4th of Sha'ban, is the birth anniversary of one such immortal martyr, who, as we said earlier, is regarded by the faithful as the doorway to divine bounties. Since beseeching the Lord Most High by invoking the name of this martyr opens up doors of blessings for the supplicants. He was born in the holy city of Medina in 26 AH, corresponding to 647 AD, and departed from the world in the heat of battle in the prime of manhood in 61 AH, at the age of 34, in defense of Islam and humanitarian values, while trying to fetch water for the thirsty children of his brother, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, grandson of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. For those to whom the identity of this valiant person is still not clear, the following passage from the Ziyarat, or standard form of salutation for him, ought to remove any doubts. Peace upon you, O Abul Fazl Abbas, son of the commander of the faithful. Peace upon you, O son of the chief of legatees of the prophets. Peace upon you, O son of the first in Islam, the foremost in faith, the staunchest in religion of Allah, and the most judicious of Islam. I testify you most sincerely served Allah, His Messenger, and your brother. You were the most excellent brother. So Allah's curse on the group that killed you, and Allah's curse on the group that wronged you, and Allah's curse on the group that violated your sanctities and infringed the sanctity of Islam. You were the most valiantly steadfast fighter, protector, supporter, and brother who defended his brother, responded to the obedience to his Lord, and worked desirably for gaining the abundance toward and the excellent tribute that others couldn't. So Allah may attach you to the rank of your fathers in the gardens of bliss. It is said that when Fatima bint Huzam, the noble lady whom Imam Ali, peace upon him, had married several years after the passing away of his wife, the Prophet's impeccable daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, gave birth to a radiant son, Imam Ali, one of whose famous epithets is Haydar, or Lion, named the newborn Abbas, which is also lion in Arabic. Imam Ali, peace upon him, then called his two sons Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace upon them, the grandsons of the Prophet and the leaders of the Youth of Paradise, who were both in their early 20s, and told the younger of them, "O my son Hussein, I am entrusting to you this child. He will represent me on the day of your supreme sacrifice and lay down his life in defending you and your dear ones, much as I would have done if alive on that day." The newborn's mother, who later acquired the epithet of Ummul Banin, beamed with joy and considered it a great honor that her son was entrusted to the son of the most noble lady of all times, and thus, out of respect for the immaculate Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, she taught the young Abbas to address the Prophet's two grandsons as masters and not brothers. This was the reason Hazrat Abbas, peace upon him, used to call Imam Hassan Sayyidi, meaning my lord, and Imam Hussein Maulai, my master. The two leaders of the Youth of Paradise, especially Imam Hussein, peace upon him, took great care to groom Abbas and implanted in him the grains of firm faith. And so valorous, wise, loyal, and handsome did Abbas grow that till this day, in addition to earning immortal fame as Qamare Bani Hashim, or Moon of the Hashemite clan, he is known as the epitome of fealty and fidelity for standing firm and steadfast beside Imam Hussein, peace upon him, even if it cost him the loss of both his hands, an arrow in the eye, a head-smashing blow of the mace, and eventually his life. The loss of limbs and life, however, did not pain Abbas. What broke his heart was the arrow that pierced the goat-skin carrier hanging around his neck that spilled the water he had fetched from the river Euphrates after a gallant fight with the dastardly enemy for the thirsty children and women in the camp of his brother. The person who was in charge of handling social and related issues during the imamats of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace upon them, and who till this day continues to resolve the needs of all those who call on his threshold as Babul Murad, breathed his last with a smile on his lips and the gaze of the remaining eye fixed on the countenance of Imam Hussein, peace upon him. True to the words and wishes of the Commander of the Faithful, Today, the shrine of Hazrat Abbas, peace upon him, in Karbala stands as a sentinel to the shrine of Imam Hussein, peace upon him. His ziyarat has been prescribed by no less than three infallible imams of the Prophet's household: Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, and the Lord of our age, Imam Mahdi. May God hasten his reappearance for establishment of the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Here is a passage from the ziyarat of the person whose birthday is marked as Ruze Jambaz, or the Day of the Valiant Volunteers, who lost their limbs during the 8-year war imposed on Iran by the U.S., godfather of all terrorism, through Saddam of the repressive Ba'ath minority regime of Baghdad in 1980s. O son of the Commander of the Faithful, I bear witness that you resigned yourself to the will of Allah, sincerely accepted as true, faithfully kept your promise, showed yourself as a reliable friend with regard to the grandson of the Prophet's blessings of God upon him and his progeny, since Hussein was his Prophet's noble grandson. The sagacious guide, the legatee who promoted religion, and the wrongfully oppressed. So Allah rewarded you on behalf of His Messenger, of the Commander of the Faithful, of Hassan and of Hussein. Blessings of Allah upon them. How excellent is the reward available in the eternal life.